They had this little meter up here, and I told Larry that it made me nervous, so I'm not going to look at it with time on it. But actually, it was my sister and brother-in-law that brought John and Pat into the business, and we've had a wonderful relationship over the years. It's amazing to me. I talked with Bea. She said, would you share a little bit about your dream come true this year? And we've all been talking about dreams all during these programs now, so I think it fits right in. How many of you think that you have a big dream right now? How big is it? Does it encompass other people or just yourself? And one of the things I've learned about dreams is that as a child, I had a dream. When I'd go to sleep at night, and I don't even know if my sister knows this, I dreamed that someday I was going to be a princess living on an island. And eventually I ended up living on an island, and I lived there for about 30-some years. So when I went to sell that island, I took the money for some bigger dreams, some real dreams. And I think what you learn is that the dreams that you have can even get bigger. So I took some of the profit from that, which this business paid completely for that island home. So it paid completely for my dream. And sometimes we get a little confused on where the diamonds get all their money from and such. Mine was from soap and nutrition and all of those good things. What I did, the first thing I did was I paid cash for a Lexus RX 330. I love it because I sit up higher now. I used to not be able to see around the semis and such in Chicago. I still can't see around them, but I'm higher than most of the cars. And the other thing was I put a fund aside to take my whole family to Sweden. My grandparents, my father's parents, came from Sweden separately and met in Chicago. So I'm half Swede. I'm not sure about the rest of the half, but anyway, they met in Chicago, and they were teenagers. Now, you know, when I think about coming to a strange company, country, as a teenager and never going home, it makes me feel like I don't know if I could have done that. But they had really big dreams. My dad always wanted to go visit. He never had a chance to do it, but it was his dream. And so it kind of got passed on to us. And it was just a tremendous experience for all of us. And I want to show you some pictures in a minute. But what I learned was that somebody's dream can be passed on to other people, even if it doesn't come true. And in this business, we learn to dream and we talk about those things so that you might pick up on a new dream for yourself or even pick up on one of ours. One of the things that I also learned was how much it meant to other people. And so I'm going to show you some pictures. Larry, do you have that little... Oh, here it is. I found it. Okay, I'm going to show you a few pictures. This was, we took SAS Airline from Chicago. There were 16 of us that took this trip, by the way, and I paid for everything practically. That was, of course, John and I, after several months of planning, I was feeling pretty happy to have it over. I don't know if y'all can see. This is the group. I rented three vehicles for us, and from the oldest to the youngest. This is my oldest granddaughter, Nicole, Christy's daughter. This is my youngest granddaughter, Soleil, who is now, she'll be a year in January. And I have an older grandson. You'll see him in another minute here. Whoops. Okay. We had a good time. We did all kinds of things. We toured, we walked, and the kids like to play cards. But one family lives in Florida, one lives in North Carolina, and one lives in Indiana. So we got to spend time, quality time together where there were no interruptions except, you know, we got to eat, we got to tour, and we got to visit. And that was John's birthday. He celebrated his birthday in Borlänge, Sweden. This was my driver. My daughter drove our car, and then my two sons drove the other vehicles. And just a month ago, I think we got some traffic tickets because I had another charge from Avis on my card. They have these little cameras, and you never know till you get later. They all like to drive fast. I don't know where they get that from. Whoops. Well, the picture before that, let's see. I see what I'm doing. Okay. Okay. Often the kids sat around and waited for, there's several D personalities in our family, and we couldn't all decide where we wanted to go at the same time, but we finally would make up our mind. This was some of them waiting. That's my grandson, Stephen, on the left. He's 25. He graduated from Garner Webb. He was a football player and had just returned from a month in Australia and Taiwan. And my daughter, Sandra, down in front, which was a real honor. If you ever have one of your children name a child after you, you know what that means. As a freshman at Indiana University, Nicole in the back. There's two Nicoles. One's a step-granddaughter, and Nicole with the baby, graduating from college in a month. And then Kendall down in front, and Sarah, and we're missing a couple, I realize. And the kids learned a lot. They learned all about money and exchange and how the exchange rate wasn't exactly in the favor of us. That's Skyler. He's 13. He's turned 13 this month. We rented these cars. This was our trip over to Copenhagen from southern Sweden. We started in the Stockholm area and went all through southern Sweden. And they used a lot of windmills for energy power. You know, Paul Pilsner talks about how, you know, we're all afraid we're not going to have enough energy. Well, there's still ways to invent and have more power. So that was interesting. This was in Copenhagen. The family's kind of scattered around, but we had some really fun luncheons and dinners and such. Kendall celebrated his 13th birthday in Malmo, Sweden. That was a strange cake, but he enjoyed it. So that was a special time. The kids were always on the internet. That's Sandra down in the lobby, always on the internet, emailing home, emailing the friends that they left behind. And this is the museum of the Vasa ship. Some of you have been to Sweden or Norway and know about the Vasa ship. It was commissioned by one of the princes or kings of Sweden, and it took years to build, and it was huge, huge ship. And it set sail, and in 15 minutes outside the harbor, it sank. Now, if you think you have problems with your life or your business, think about what he felt like. Anyway, they finally resurrected it and pulled it back in, and it's a wonderful museum to see there. But to me, it was the story of our business. Okay, not the story of our business, but, you know, what we don't want our business to do. We want to resurrect. And this was our group that was, some of the people had to leave and go home early. Because of other commitments, but this was the final group. So I said, everybody with a Swedish sweatshirt or T-shirt, get in front. So some got in the back. And this was John's job. He was hauling my shopping bags around and my suitcases and stuff. Actually, both of us enjoyed the trip so much that we felt we could easily go back again. And one of the highlights for us was a visit with our family. That happened to be on John's smart card, so I didn't have a picture of it. But we had a get-together that had probably 35 family members there. And when I asked the kids what they really liked most about the trip, they said it was getting to meet their family. And my oldest grandson said, he said, Grandma, I want to thank you so much for introducing me to my heritage. Now, you know, some of us take that for granted because we live with our family around us, but for the kids, it was really a special experience. One of the other things that was funny that happened along the way, my granddaughter Sarah, who is a senior in high school, said, Grandma, you talk different. I said, well, what do you mean? And I think it's because we learn special language in this business. We're always positive. We're always saying good things. We have these little phrases and stuff because I thought maybe I had a speech impediment or something. And she couldn't explain it. She just knew that I was different than most of the people she was exposed to. But there are other people here who have had dreams similar. Phyllis, my sister, shared a dream with Dave, and they're taking their whole family to Hawaii. That's four daughters and how many grandchildren? There's 16 altogether there, too, all expenses, I think. I don't know. B and Melvin have taken every grandchild that graduates from high school on a special trip. They were just in London with which granddaughter? In Germany with one, and they've taken several. And I'm sure, how many of you have done special things like that for your family because of the income you've earned in this business? And it's a wonderful business. You can do for others and for yourself. And so what I would ask you again is your dream big enough? Your business going to be big enough to do some of the things for other people? And is it going to pass on dreams to other people? Because that's why I'm sharing here tonight, so that you'll realize your dream can touch other people. Thank you. Oh, thank you.